Hello, beloved listeners, and welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. And you know we've made a commitment each and every week to bring you value and have some fun doing it. Yes, you have to put up with the fun. I'm sorry. You'll just get used to it. I have a prayer that I say daily that sets a theme for what I bring you in the weekly shows. I say, Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives, right? You're busy. And why do we do all this? So we can get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. So, yes, a mighty and fun goal. And each and every week for 5 years now, we've been bringing you guests that have value to support your life. And we want to, of course, thank our sponsor, AdvancedLiving.com. Take a moment when you have chance. Go visit AdvancedLiving.com and check out the comfort technology. It's a Clark Kent clock with superpowers, a tiny little plug-in device that people like Jack Canfield, Michael Beckwith, Harvard medical doctor Eva Selhub, they won't do without this. And when you go to advancedliving.com, you'll find out how you can sleep better and reduce stress just by plugging in this sweet little clock that's got a wonderful attitude to support you. All right. Well, so what are we going to do? Here's the holidays, and you know that it's time for family and friends and fun, and for many singles out there, they want to be doing something like having a better time and meet new people. Well, guess what? We have an amazing woman here today to help us be more joyful and more successful in that quest. And you're going, who could that be? Well, it's Suzanne Muller. And let me tell you a little bit about this woman. She is committed that people are able to listen and communicate with each other, and to support this happening in your dating lives, she creates a safe learning environment. People learn how to follow their heart and trust their instincts and honor themselves and others in this process. In addition, Suzanne wants you to experience fun and fulfillment in dating, and to know that an awesome and authentic and extraordinary relationship is not just maybe could happen, but it is possible. And she has produced extraordinary results for herself and others and has never looked back from creating a magnificent life full of love, peace, happiness, and authentic communication. And when you're around Suzanne, and I've been around her, you are in the presence of love and can feel a level of energy and inspiration that just makes you want to achieve your greatest potential. And if you're committed to that, if you're devoted, if you have a thirst for that, and a yearning for that, yes, she sure makes it fun. So Suzanne has experienced a lot of life, including dates that were weird, amazing, awful, fun, awesome, boring, and somewhere in between. And she has learned to be fun, authentic, loving, and fulfilled, whether dating, in a relationship, or single. Yes, it's just the center and grounding point of her life. And she's developed ways to maintain balance and follow her heart and honor herself while loving others. And, of course, this is what helps make her such a wonderful coach. And this is why she's bringing her work out. So for more than 3.5 years, she brings her vulnerability, lessons learned, love, openness, expertise into the conversation and supporting others to bring out the best in them. And she has coached people to produce breakthrough results, to be fully self-expressed, and, of course, dreams fulfilled through her loving yet intentional coaching and communication style. And she's also achieved great results in the corporate world, earning President's Club recognition 4 times, which included 2 all-exclusive trips to Hawaii. All-inclusive, not exclusive. She wasn't the only one in Hawaii. She also loves new adventures and has jumped out of an airplane, yes, and remembered to take her parachute. Ha ha, is that great or what? Jumped out at 14,000 feet. She's learned to surf with her brother in Maui, and last year she learned how to ride a motorcycle. Well, her promise is to leave you empowered, enlivened with yourself, and open to trying new things in the dating world. So, all right, get ready. Suzanne, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for such a warm, wonderful introduction.
You are welcome. This says we've got to set a tone for all this fun, and I am just thrilled and delighted to have you here at just this perfect time of year to begin to share this so that we can help get some new information. And, of course, you've put a wonderful company together called First Base and Beyond. Would you tell us about that?
I would love to. First Base and Beyond, of course, is a very creative name. And it is a dating workshop, just to be clear. And the reason why I developed First Base and Beyond was because I wanted to put my attention on other people. I think other people are fantastic. And I wanted to develop something that was an extraordinary way of getting men and women together to have conversations that are not common out in the day-to-day world about dating. Because I think often we date like still the 1960s, or still like we're in 1980, or still like we're even in 2005, and things have changed. So a lot of the tools that First Base and Beyond has developed really kind of bring in kind of new things, new tools, so that people can really be enlivened with themselves and be out there and have fun and have freedom and enjoy dating, whether or not it's a first date, or whether or not it's a second date, or a fifth date, or whether or not it's somebody that you live with forever.
Wow. Okay. So this could even be wonderful for people that have been in relationship for a long time and want to put some more spark back in it, huh?
It could be. Absolutely.
Wow. Well, this is good to know. So it's not just for people that are just meeting each other for the first time.
Yeah. Mainly the people that come to this workshop are people that have either not been dating at all for whatever reason. They're people that are dating, but dating the wrong people, or feeling a little frustrated, resigned about who they're meeting, or people kind of in new dating relationships to kind of create a whole new destiny about what love and what relationship and what the opposite gender and what dating could be like. So there is a splash for people in relationships, but mainly would be for people, in those 3 categories. Although people are asking me to do a second workshop, so, I'm open.
Sure. Okay. Well, now you have a term that I just am so fond of, and it's called Real Work Dating Workshop, Real World Dating Workshop. I gotta know more about this.
That's really great. And I've kind of added another word to it, right, which is real-world dating dynamics. And the reason why I called the part one workshop real-world dating dynamics is so that we could be real with each other in the workshop and discuss conversations and topics in the workshop that people wouldn't normally talk about, like your fears, your concerns. What do you not like about dating? You know, let's, like, get real about things. Let's get things out on the table in a very safe environment so people can really, you know, kind of, you know, be honest and open up about what they're really dealing with in the real world of, you know, the dynamics of dating. You know, it's kind of like a fish swimming through a stream. Am I going downhill? Am I swimming upstream? Am I swimming downstream? Ooh, there's a boulder. You know, what do I do? It's so fantastic to just hear different people's perspectives and, you know, their different contributions, because everybody has a different history and a different past that they bring from dating, and we kind of mess it all together, and we just have these beautiful conversations together with people.
Wow. Okay, so I'm curious about what inspired you to create this.
You know, I just have a passion for people, and the thing that really inspired me is that I've been dating for about 25 years. I've been kind of, you know, in some relationships and so forth, and have found happiness and fulfillment, whether or not I'm single, like you mentioned earlier, right? Whether I'm single, whether I'm dating, whether I'm in a relationship. And I wanted to bring this to people. Like, I feel like I've mastered how to date. Like, I have so many people tell me at the end of a date, like, oh my gosh, you just so put me at ease. So instead of people having to, like, date 3, 4, 5, 6 times, why not kind of, like, be the kind of person that can bring out the best in somebody early on and really find out, like, is this person really for me? So we talk a lot about kind of clear communication and, you know, how to really bring out the best in somebody. And I feel like I've really mastered that to be able to provide a workshop to somebody, to a group of people.
Ah, wow. Well, this is this is wonderful, and as you started this, some people might have inspired you by having some comments about their dating experiences, or can you share any of the feedback that the people have come to you with?
Absolutely. You know, when I first developed this workshop, I wasn't sure if it was going to, you know, be a hit or not. And I've been so surprised, Ken, at the results that people have produced, at the comments that people have written to me, the quotes they've generously shared. And I think I'll share two. The first workshop that I did, there was a gal, and she's a single mom. She has a daughter. She's about 7. And she just had it that, you know what, I'm going to be a single mom. That's what I'm going to do. I don't have time to date. No one's going to want to take care of me and my daughter. Well, throughout the workshop, when she did the work, you know, in the workshop's fun and it's work. By the end of the workshop, she really saw something new for herself. And over the last 6 months, she has since fallen in love, and she has, she's bringing her daughter together with this gentleman who loves her and her daughter, and they're, like, creating a life together. And that was never going to happen for her.
Wow.
And the other exciting thing is I got this email from this gal. She's like, Suzanne, I have not even said the word marriage in years. She's like, after your workshop, I actually started to think of the idea of marriage. You know, and she's like, and it opened my heart and my spirit, really something new to be able to go out and date and enjoy and have fun. So those are just kind of a handful.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And when people come to you, what are some of the kind of the downsides that they're running into, would you say, in dating? Is there any common themes that you're hearing, or is it just I don't like it, or it scares me, or...
Yeah, that's a great question, Ken, actually. There's a couple of things that are starting to become themes. The first one is that people are meeting the wrong people. You know, they're just kind of frustrated with themselves like, God, I'm just meeting the wrong people, and then they kind of come and go like a revolving door. And then the other thing that people are saying is, like, they're just not dating at all. They're kind of resigned that they could even fall in love and find the right person or enjoy the dating world at all, you know, as well. And then the third one is that the reason why people are coming is that dating's just very awkward sometimes. It's very uncomfortable for people. It's very nerve-wracking. So people are looking for some tools to have dating be fun and creative and have more freedom and have them be like at the source of their dating experience. So I'd say those three things are kind of the handful of people that, you know, are coming to the workshops, all different ages, all different, you know, males, females. It's so great just to see them engage in this conversation together, you know. And a lot of people that are older think, oh, well, you know, there's no one out there for me. And after the workshop, they really get the good catch that they are. Like, they could really find somebody that's either a companion or a dating partner or a relationship or married if you really want to.
Yeah. Well, I know I'd made a pledge that that I was going to abstain from dating until there were enough people available, and I set a number of 10 billion because we're about 6.8 billion now.
So there's lots of people out there, huh?
Oh, you mean I might not have to wait for 4 more billion people? Oh, good. Wow.
No.
Well, okay. Jeez, I was, you know, and I'm on a health regime. I just didn't know how long I'd have to wait. And, you know, I've been sending out letters, you know, have more children and all this stuff. So, well, this is good news. I mean, of course, people just hearing you are going to be picking up on the joy you exude. I don't know if you could share any highlights from the workshop, because someone that hasn't taken this before, what are some of the best or most fun things that happen at your workshop?
Great question. There's a couple things. I kind of alluded to a couple earlier, so I'll create some new things for listeners. There's a conversation that we go through in the workshop that's about what makes you great, right? Because I think people don't realize all the time how amazing they are and how great they are. So we do some questions, and I have the participants write out, what have they accomplished in life? What are they passionate about? What do they love? What are they grateful for that they've learned? And a couple other questions, right?
Okay.
And as they do this work, right, and they share it with the person next to them at the end, there is so much energy and so much excitement for listening to the person, right, about what they've accomplished and who they are and how great they are, that they also get from them for themselves at a whole new level what a great person they are. And I shared with this one gal the other day, because she was kind of holding back a little bit, you know, because people sometimes say, be humble, don't toot your own horn, right?
Yeah.
Well, but what she saw was, she's like, it's not being humble. She's like, I'm just not putting my best foot forward. Not to say you have to put your best foot forward all the time, but if you really do exude your greatness, I told her, I said, if you don't know how amazing you are, why would the person across from you know how amazing you are? And she really was like, whoa. The other conversation that makes this workshop unique, that there's a lot of eyes that start to really open, because there's a lot of fish in the sea, right, Ken? 6.8 billion.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
so
boy.
There's not a lot of people out there. But it can get a little overwhelming, like, who's best for me? So one of the exercises that we do is I ask a question. When's the last time somebody asked you what you needed? You know, just like we as human beings, we need food, we need water, we need shelter. There are things that we need as human beings in a dating life. So we go to work and really examining, what are those things that you need? And when people realize what those things are, like for me, I need somebody that's positive. I need somebody that's out there to make a difference. You know, I need somebody that loves to be healthy. Those are just things I need. I'm not going to go date somebody if really they don't have those qualities. So we do a conversation about that and what people see, and doing that exercise is like, oh, wow, dating can get a lot simpler if I know what I need versus going out there and, you know, being like, here I am, everybody. Who do I pick? Who picks me? So I really have to get clear of what has them be fulfilled and what do they need. And it's just an extraordinary conversation.
Wow. This is exquisite, Suzanne, because when I think of a dating scene, perhaps people gathering in some social setting, maybe a club, a tavern, different places, there seems quite often to be a theme of people making some sort of a visual contact with each other. They notice each other, and perhaps they like what they see. And then if there's some sort of reciprocal exchange of acknowledgement that they like each other, what they see in each other, then it may proceed further. That's not necessarily coming from a place of the people knowing themselves or knowing what they want. That's just them kind of showing up and perhaps putting on a the typical best foot forward good show. And so you're really helping to take that much further.
Yeah, but that's really great, Ken, because what you're speaking to is, you know, remember that lady that was a single mom and now she's in love and they're creating like a household and a home together?
Yeah.
When she first met this gentleman, she didn't really even like him. She thought he was, you know, kind of cute. She was like, no. But the more that she got to know him and the more that she looked at the things that she needed, the more the attraction developed. And yes, you have to be physically attracted to somebody. But the more that your needs are fulfilled in that person and they can fulfill it in you and you can fulfill it in them, it's amazing the spark and the connection that can develop.
Wow. And so this is some of the things that that when people take the workshop, or I'm guessing they can also contact you for personal coaching, they would come away with some of these skills and awarenesses. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. And can you describe a little bit more of the workshop? Is that like 15 minutes, 3 weeks? What are we dealing with in terms of time?
3 days. No, I'm just kidding. I promise. You know, it's really interesting. It's only 3 hours, but the transformations is the word I'll use, right? And I can use it lightly, but when I developed the workshop, I didn't know what I had developed until I rolled it out to people. And it's 3 hours. And the difference that it makes for people, I'm blown away, Ken, at the results that people have produced for themselves. And people still contact me, and I'll check in with people every once in a while going, how's your dating life? And this one girl's like, you know what? I haven't been dating as often, Suzanne. But I am really great now at weeding out the people that are like, that are not the kind of people I know that I shouldn't be dating. And she's like, I'm just much more fulfilled. I'm like, that's fantastic. And I have a good friend. He's been dating this gal for 3 months. I mean, he was like, never going to date somebody. It's uncomfortable. It's awkward. I can't be myself with these women. He is so confident with himself and his self-expression to be able to communicate with her what he needs, what he's thinking, what he's feeling. It's unbelievable, the self-expression and the freedom that he has in just himself and being true to himself.
And this came from taking your three-hour workshop, the real-world dating dynamics workshop?
Yes.
let me contrast there.
All the time. He's like, I took this workshop!
I mean, folks, we're listening to Suzanne. And by the way, there's a website at First Base and Beyond. And, of course, that doesn't mean it's about baseball. At First Base, you know, is a dating term. What's so interesting to me is if you contrast people going through different kinds of processes, there's all kinds of therapeutic processes from the wonderful psychiatric process, tell me more, that goes on for years at the cost of, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, all kinds of therapeutic things. And I'm hearing you make mention of a fellow that was not very confident and had severe issues with dating, that just didn't want to. And after 3 hours of going through this elegant process that you cleverly designed, is now out there dating and feeling good. I hope he's still writing you checks every week or something.
He's a great friend. He takes me to the airport.
Oh, okay.
And he's very happy in his relationship and moving it forward, and he's the source of it. That's what I love
sure.
about him, is that he's confident in himself and he's confident in who he is.
Well, that's to me just a powerful testament to how you've cleverly designed this. And, of course, you didn't make mention, and I'm sure there's some things that you've done to develop your skills. I know you're a big fan of the Landmark Forum, and I'm guessing you've done some other personal growth work over the years, too.
I have. I love what the Landmark Education Programs provide in my just effectiveness and productivity and communication and my growth in that. I love attending Mile High service. It's fantastic. It's very spiritual. And I've done some, you know, meditation that just kind of keeps myself grounded in who I am. I also believe in exercise. I love exercising just to keep my own mind and body healthy.
Okay. That's not like from the movie The Exorcist, is it?
No.
Oh, okay. I was imagining for that guy, you exercised some dating demons for him.
I did, didn't I? He left him empowered and enlivened with himself.
Yes, but I do want to honor. Tell us more about. Actually, you're referring to physical exercise, of course, right?
Yes. I've tried to get rid of my demons, you know.
Yeah, and so how? And is that something that you found has really been super helpful for you?
It has been. The physical exercise, Ken?
Yeah.
It has been. You know, the physical exercise for me really nourishes my body. You know, I have one body, and if I don't take care of it, nobody else will. So exercise for me is it just fills my soul. It just has me, one of the distinctions of this workshop is how do you follow your heart and trust your instincts and honor yourself? And exercise for me is honoring myself. And honoring myself is also honoring my body so I can be the best person that I can be out in the world.
Okay. All right. Now, does that mean if we're coming to your workshop that we're going to be exercising during those 3 hours?
No, you will not have to do any kind of push-ups or sit-ups, I promise.
Okay. Okay, that way it doesn't matter where we're at, underweight, overweight, just at the right weight, can run a marathon, can think of someone that ran a marathon, it doesn't matter. We could show up and that'll be just fine how we are.
People can show up exactly how they are, because a lot of times when people show up to a dating workshop, they're a little nervous, you know, because there's kind of a lot of, you know, single men, single women, and it's kind of like walking into a singles event, right? Who are
yeah.
you, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and so people are fairly nervous when they walk in, but I really do create in the beginning a very safe environment where people can really say anything and be honest and ask people to really keep things between these four walls, and so that people can really, be open. And they do. They're very open. In fact, sometimes I have to ask people to raise their hand because it's such an important subject to people that people have a lot to say.
Oh, I
so
bet.
It's great that they're very participatory and very engaging.
Yeah, I would imagine that that prior to some workshops, I don't know if you've ever done this, that some people, you could have attendees write some comments that you could go through and kind of pick some of them out that would be representative for many people and be able to share them. so that they know some of the commonality that they are all sharing. And then one of the other fun things, because I like to be playful, is since people sometimes are self-conscious, I thought when they enter the room and get to their chairs, in each chair they'd find a blindfold so that they could put those on and not have to worry about what they or anyone else looks like as they begin to take in some of the good things that you have to share.
It's really great. I think what you're pointing to, right, when you get a group of people together and when somebody shares something, right, you can see the nods in the room, like, yes, I think that too.
Yeah, isn't it wonderful to build that bond? And
that's amazing.
Now, for the workshops, I don't know, I mean, is it mixed or men only, women only, or, you know, do you allow pets? I mean, how do you work this?
No pets. A little too much of a distraction, although they're cute and cuddly. Usually it's a mix. Men and women. I do like to do both genders in a workshop. I will not do just all women or all men because there is something that the males bring and there is something that the females bring to a conversation. So when the men bring up, like, pain for a date, it's really interesting to engage both sides of what's that like for a man to, like, are you paying for the date? Are you not paying for the date? So it's interesting to hear both sides of the coin for each gender.
Mm.
In the conversation.
Wow. Okay. And I'm just kind of thinking you're making mention of earlier in the conversation something about different dating styles over a period of years. And I don't know if there's some things that you might contrast that you would say share a couple of tips for our listeners to make them even more tantalized and just craving to come and sign up for your workshop, and encourage you, of course, to write a book and do your CD tape series of this so that millions of people can have this in their homes or offices or on their iPods. But I'm just kind of wondering, what are some of the tips that you might share for helping us to be more successful in dating, if there were just a couple or one or two that you might share?
Sure, absolutely. You know, it's really interesting because I don't create the workshop as, like, this is tips and tricks how to be a better dater. You know, it's not like strategies on how to get a date online, do this, which is hopefully good news for some of you. However, it has opened the opportunity when people come to the workshop to create new ideas or new ways to go out there and date, whether or not it's through friends or online dating or new options. But I would honestly say the biggest tool that I could give people is to follow their heart, trust their instincts, and honor themselves in the whole process. You know, whether or not it's the beginning of the date or even as you're getting to know somebody or on the second date or throughout the whole process. I'm not quite sure how to communicate that, Ken, as like a tip or a technique. All I know is that it just works for people. I was at a coffee shop the other day, and there were these two gals engaged in a how'd your date go conversation. And they were going back and forth, right? The one girl was in a relationship, and the girl was like, you know, I don't know if I want to date him or not. I don't know if I was attracted to him. And the girl in a relationship says to her, well, maybe you should go out with him again. And the girl's like, I don't know. And I was writing a blog at the time, and I put my computer down, and I said to her, I said, I'm a dating workshop facilitator. Do you mind if I ask you a question? And she said, sure. I said, if you followed your heart and trusted your instincts and honored yourself, what would you do? And she said, and she looked at me, and she thought for a moment, and she said, I would just be friends with him. I'm not attracted to him. I'm like, is that what you want to do? She's like, yeah. And in that moment, her eyes lit up. Her friend was like, her mouth was like open going, what did you just ask her? I think a lot of times people are trained to go ask their friends for advice or compare yourself to somebody else, but we don't follow our own intuition or instinct or our own heart. And it's amazing when you do that. It will just, it will almost lead you and guide you, you know, on your own path.
Okay. Well, that's a wonderful thing. So someone wouldn't come to at your workshop expecting, like, to learn the 10 best pickup lines.
Thank goodness, no. But we do really look at conversations like, what do you like about dating? What do you not like about dating? What are the things, like the cliches or the myths out there around dating that maybe your mother told you when you were 5 or your brother told you when you were 17 that we just believe is the truth? So we engage in those conversations. The other conversation that's really powerful in this workshop is about listening. People don't realize that listening is actually one of the most impactful things ever. And I'm sure we have a lot of great listeners out there, right? And you're, you know, out there live. But we do a really great exercise on listening. And it is the skill that I think has made me become a really great dater. And it doesn't mean that I listen to somebody for an hour and have them talk at me. But I've learned to have kind of like that ping pong effect, you know, like Ken, when you and I were at the coffee shop, and it was just like back and forth and back and forth. So we do a very fun exercise on listening.
Great. I love it. And to me, this is fascinating, what you're doing. And I want to remind people they can get, of course, more details and scheduling when they go to your website, firstbaseandbeyond.com, right?
Absolutely. I don't have the January, February, March dates out there yet, but they will be coming within the next week.
Okay. And, of course, there's access to blogging, right? So people can be interacting with you that way. Is that correct?
Yeah, the best way to reach me is via email and my contact information on the website.
Okay.
Which is Suzanne at firstbaseandbeyond.com. And I'd love to ask people, Ken, here's the questions I engage with people. One, what are you dealing with out in the dating world right now? And two, what are you committed to in the dating world? Or, you know, are you committed to a relationship? Are you committed to a companion? Are you just committed to kind of dating and having fun? Are you committed to marriage?
Being committed to an asylum somewhere. Not that. That's not a good question.
Right, but a lot of people are. And in the workshop, they start to open something newly, like opening a new door, opening a crack of a door, so that they can experience something new.
Yeah. Now, for our listeners, you shared something that I think if people haven't written it down, I think it would be good, and that's referenced to what you shared when you approached those two women that were talking about dating, and you asked that one a couple of simple questions. Would you repeat that, please?
Absolutely. Love to. I asked her, if you followed your heart, trusted your instincts, and honored yourself, what would you do? And then she answered the question, and her friend said, what did you just say? It's almost like you have to retrain your friends, because we're so great at wanting to jump in and fix something or give advice. But she was so empowered just to answer the question herself. And then shortly after that, they didn't have to go back and forth about how the date was and him and do I like him and all that. They literally got to go on with their studies. And she was so grateful.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds wonderful. Now, it makes me curious because for all you folks, be thinking about this because there's obviously more depth. But if you're wondering, how can Suzanne, in just a few hours, do so much to help make breakthroughs in dating? This is one of those examples where she's distilled some key points. If you followed your heart, trusted your instinct, and honored yourself, what would you do? I mean, when was the last time you asked yourself those questions? Maybe never. So it helps me to feel so good about the work you're doing, and the quality that you're bringing forth. This is excellent. So thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And now a little bit on a workshop. I don't know if you 5, 10, 50 Mile High Stadium filled with people.
I'm getting there. Not quite there yet. I really love to keep the group small, Ken. I find that the largest group I've delivered this workshop to is 12. The smallest has been 2, 1 female, 1 male.
Okay.
And both have been fantastic, because people have been so engaged.
Okay. Yeah, well, I would be thinking you, when you're doing workshops for 500 or 1,000, they may want to be splitting up occasionally into smaller groups. But
one day, yes. I have lots of people like me that can facilitate that, those kinds of groups.
Yeah.
So and then everybody will be out there dating and excited and fulfilled.
Yeah. Now, I can't help but think and imagine you, because your process, I will look forward to, and folks, I have been invited by Suzanne to attend, and I am caring enough about myself that I am going to go and attend her workshop so I can experience this. And I was just thinking, oh my gosh, wouldn't this be amazing when she's training more people to do this process? And of course herself, I don't think there would be a cruise line out there that wouldn't want her to be on board during a cruise to help make sure that the guests are having more fun with each other.
That's a great idea, Ken.
Yeah, sometimes a radio interview, you just don't know what'll happen.
And it's really amazing because when people do first come to the workshop, it's a little, kind of quiet, a little uncomfortable, right? By the end of the workshop, I can't shut people up. It's great. They're so enlivened with themselves and they're so excited. I mean, they're just sharing with each other. I mean, there's so much energy.
Sure, exactly. Well, I mean, to me, that would be so fun. You could conduct what would be a 3-hour workshop and then turn it into Gilligan's Island and make it a 5-day cruise and just see all the fruits of your labor and the joy fulfilled right there in front of you. Oh, my gosh.
That would be incredible to see that kind of connection with people. Whether or not they create a friendship with somebody, companion with somebody, a new romantic interest, or, who knows? That'd be extraordinary.
Yeah, because what seems so fascinating is that in a venue where you had a group of people that was just like on a cruise or something, or away for a weekend or something, What I was envisioning is the idea of people operating from the level of skills that you can bring to them, of being able to follow their hearts, trust their instincts, and honor themselves, the key points that you're bringing forward. From that place, they would not only be able to be more discerning about who they're interested in, be more happy about who they are inside themselves, then, separate from a typical dating scene where there's this environment sometimes of friend or foe, you're a candidate, you can go jump off the planet. I don't need you. You don't matter. Get away from me. Now, those aren't the typical terms, but it's sort of like, it's almost like in a talent show. You get gonged and drug off stage. They open the trap door and you get dropped through sometimes in the dating situation. And with your world, people would be more discerning and they would be more kind to each other, even if it wasn't someone that was a dating prospect for them.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Yeah, so you're on to
something. People get it.
Big here.
There's not a level of because just if you're dating somebody and they're not fulfilling the needs that you set out for yourself, and you say, "Gosh, you're really great, but we're just not the right fit," or "We're not." It's not like rejection, right? And we all go, "Oh my gosh, that I was just rejected." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, how great! Thanks." Thanks for, wanting fulfillment in yourself, and just because I don't meet that criteria that you really need as a person, as a human being, it doesn't mean that, you're less than. You're still extraordinary.
Yeah.
And you're still just looking for that
person
that's like that, that fit for you. Yeah, like you're just still looking for that best fit for you, and now you have some criteria about what you're really looking for, what you really need.
Yes, and then when it's done with your elegance, people, if they're not a good fit, there's nothing about rejection. What we have is two people feeling good about themselves and feeling good about being in support of each other, getting their needs met. And and when it's clear that their needs wouldn't be met best in dating each other, that still doesn't mean that they can't really care and can't really want to be supportive of each other, because that's our heart's desire, to be cared for and care about each other.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is you're bringing out some amazing components that really transform dating into something that builds really wonderful bonds of caring with people, and from those, people being able to then be more selective in an elegant way about who they would be with to really help have the best of the relationships happen.
That's exactly right. And then that gives people the real opportunity to have those awesome, authentic, relationships that people want. Because I tell people that are single or newly dating, it's okay that you're not in a relationship or married. You actually have the opportunity right now to find that person that really fits you, that meets your needs, that you meet their needs, and have the opportunity to really create something awesome. Like being grateful.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to see for next year your scheduling, and then people through the email they can set up times to get coaching or to get more info.
Absolutely. They can reach me at the Suzanne@firstbaseandbeyond.com email address, and ask me questions about it. They can tell me what they're dealing with in their dating life, what they're committed to. I can't wait to get the dates on your calendar too, Ken. So I'm working on the dates for kind of the first 3 to 4 months of 2011, but those will be up really soon. They can call me. My phone number's out on the website as well.
Yeah.
And I'm always open to questions. I tell people after the workshop, this isn't just a three-hour workshop, good luck. I tell people, you can call me, you can email me, if you're, just kind of have a question, because these are new tools. And as you know, Ken, right, any new tool is like a new muscle that you're developing.
Oh, yes.
I'm here and available to people because I want
absolutely.
Them to be, successful out there in the dating life.
My gosh, so many venues. Churches are one of the places where, of course, they realize that to build strength, they want to have a congregation that builds families, because that's the future. For you to be able to come in and in 3 hours help the singles in a church or organization to do better, or it would be interesting too, as I'm contemplating, because there's so much strife in the workplace, sexual harassment, different things where people are in a hurting place, and it would be interesting the effects of your work that would have in reducing sexual harassment and actually building a better, healthier work environment.
Good point.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking about the ways that you could, what you're doing could really be supportive beyond just people meeting in a dating situation. There's the implications of this are there because people, when you get them around each other in a church setting, in a work setting, they're interacting with each other and they notice, geez, do I like the looks of this person, whatever. They notice these things, but if they don't have some of these skills to be able to interact respectfully and help get their needs met and feel good about themselves in the process, stuff happens. There wouldn't be all this sexual harassment things going on and if people didn't have a bunch of issues to deal with, is my take on the matter.
Mm-hmm. It's really great because what you're pointing to, Ken, one of the other things that really happens in this workshop, the other conversation that we engage in is, what do you appreciate? Like, the men will say what do they appreciate about women, and then the women will say what they appreciate about the men. And there's just so much, gratitude and appreciation and acknowledgement in the room. And then the men, when they get to hear it from the women, right, or when the women get to hear it from the men, it just has a whole new world open up for people, that they can see the opposite gender in a whole new light and appreciate them in a whole different way.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. And of course, when you feel that way about someone, the actions are so different than if you don't know them or are frightened. Just a totally different set of skills that are accessed in one's mind and the opening of the heart that you do with people.
We do. We do that work so that they have that, to be able to open the heart and the mind and the soul to something new. And that's when I say, you know, if you're open to unimaginable results and you are really committed to this, this is the workshop for people.
Mm. I love it. I love it. Wow. Let's see. So I'm just thinking of kind of little pieces of advice you'd want to offer for folks coming into the holiday season.
You know what I would say? Advice. I don't like to give advice since you asked.
Oh, okay. Would you just want to muse or blog to us for a moment live on the radio?
You know what I would say? I would say enjoy yourself. I think your best company is you. Whether you're dating somebody right now or not, it's perfect. And I would just say just enjoy yourself. Just enjoy who you are. I think the more that you get to know who you are, also the more kind of comfort that you have and the ability to just be alone and in silence and just enjoy yourself also makes you a better partner for someone. So that you're not filling a hole, like you're looking for somebody to fill a hole. But just, you know, and just let it rip about yourself and how great you are. Just know how amazing you are over this holiday season and to celebrate you and all that you've accomplished and all you've gone through.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Now, see, that's a sweet thing because there's an old saying that nobody can love you more than you love yourself. And so here you are suggesting the first start with loving yourself.
And if a great date shows up in front of you, great.
Yeah. And, of course, like you were saying, the two keys of what you're offering is to help people to go deeper into that love for themselves and to help them get clear on what needs they have and who would help be a good candidate for meeting those needs, right?
Exactly, Ken. And the other real big thing that we dive into in the workshop is creating a new destiny. You know, how do we look at creating a new destiny and exploring a new destiny about what would empower you around dating, the opposite gender, a relationship, and love? And we do some exercises and some work on that. And the room is just full of possibility when people do that. Like, really? dating doesn't have to be awkward and uncomfortable. No, dating could be an exploration and an adventure and something that you're excited about to get to know somebody.
I love it. This is good. This is good. So, folks, be sure to go and visit Suzanne at firstbaseandbeyond.com so you can get an idea of what she's doing, how it's helped other people, and there's that opportunity to blog and to post comments and to interact with her. So this is going to be just a fun opportunity for you to know that whether you're with the ideal person or not, whether you're finding someone new, whether you're just with yourself, she's now opened a door for you to really care for yourself more and to let that be the foundation for a fabulous 2011. Thank you, Suzanne.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. We wish you all the best and know that it's going to be a better world when daters come to firstbaseandbeyond.com.
Yeah. If you have any questions, let me know. Have a beautiful holiday season.
You too. Thank you so much for taking time. And beloved listeners, thank you for tuning in. And until we meet again, God bless and goodbye for now.